This recording, Guatemala 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who have been working daily in the Old Sioux in a deserted district of a territory, so she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer of her and more her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. She got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that animal could be suffering from a rare from a foot and mouth disease, in which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, and that made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, there was the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take more force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stalking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing tune for her. Finally, she administered an effort which was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to the Comma and give her the relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped off her clothes and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that it was course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the medicine. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure. Okay, so I grew up in Guatemala at the age from 6 to 11. Primarily, Spanish is my first language. My family, it's a small family. All my family live in Guatemala. I go back a couple of times. So I'm hoping to go back this year. I do miss seeing my family, me and my cousins. I'm the oldest from all the my cousins. And what I like the most is the beautiful place of the city. Also the nature that is surrounded the whole country. And if I could have the opportunity to go back and live in Guatemala, I will. But the situation, it's really kind of like not as good as here. So that's why the reason my parents migrated here, and they gave us the opportunity to have the education that we have now. I'm currently have a bachelor's degree, working on my master's right now. Hopefully I graduate soon, get a job, and maybe I'm thinking about moving back over there. But it all depends on the jobs, on what I can find, or maybe I can apply for a PhD, look forward to it. And just going back on what the situation over there in Guatemala, it's really difficult. There's not a lot of jobs. Educational system is horrible. But I guess if it would be a change of the government, I think it will be different. The current government is not stable as it is. We went through a different war 30 years ago, where a lot of damages happened. A lot of people got killed. My great-grandfather was part of the war, like the Dirty War in Central America. He almost got killed. So I guess that's what the reason why my parents decided to move over here. They didn't want us to have the experience that my family would be going through. But at the same time, it's a place like we grew up in. I feel more attached to it than here, even though I was born here. But I feel like every time they ask me where I'm from, I literally said, I'm from Guatemala. So they think I was born there, but then I have to clarify, no, actually I was born in California, but then it's something that you don't know where to define yourself. But it's something that I'm kind of like trying to figure out, like, who I really am.